Well, now to the disaster unfolding in Mexico City. The sound of rescue workers and volunteers frantically trying to find survivors buried in the rubble of ruined buildings. The 7.1 magnitude earthquake that struck central Mexico yesterday has killed hundreds, including about two dozen children inside an elementary school that collapsed on top of them. One child was rescued this morning, a much needed moment. Jorge Valencia is the correspondent for KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, we're glad you're okay. And what was it like to go through this?
Well, the experience was just quite harrowing, Robin, because in the moment, I think probably most people, I was inside of a building, and it just started shaking, just very violently. I mean, it was just being swayed like wind blowing grass, and then the fast thing you could do is just run under a desk, run under a table, and just hope to God that it's going to stop soon.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky you could run. Some earthquakes, they are, you know, rolling earthquakes and you can't even move. This one, just the shaking and obviously shaking buildings from their foundation. Tell us more about the rescue efforts there. Is there a sense that other school children might be trapped, other workers might be trapped?
Well, the school that you mentioned really at this point is just the epicenter of the tragedy right now. President Enrique Peña Nieto confirmed last night that at least 20 children were killed in the school in the southern part of Mexico City, and that at least 30 people, children or adults, are still not confirmed yet at that school. Now, that's just this school. We've got many buildings here in Mexico City that have collapsed. We've gotten confirmed that at least 40 buildings. I saw just by walking on foot, I just saw at least six buildings that were collapsed. So at this point, authorities are out there. There are many volunteers are out there.
Right. We've been seeing these bucket brigades, volunteers, you know, trying to bucket the rubble out and then pausing to see if they hear anybody calling out. Is that still going on? Is there still a sense that people might be found?
Well, that is certainly the hope for sure. And authorities are still calling this rescue efforts. So very clearly the label that they're putting on this is that they hope that people are still alive and that they will get them out. Just a note about these bucket brigades that you're talking about. Very quickly after the earthquake, people just sprung into action. And you had just regular people who were coming out literally with picks, with shovels, with buckets, brought out their own hats, and they just went out there just to pick out the rubble before authorities could really organize anything. And I think that says something really great about the human condition, that people just really wanted to help if they weren't hurt. And at the same time, it did create a lot of chaos in many of these places.
Yeah. Look, this all came on the anniversary of another quake. In fact, the city was having a drill because of the huge quake in 85 that killed 10,000 people. And so on that anniversary, there's an annual drill. So ironic.
Yeah.
But as terrible as the destruction has been, is there a sense it would have been a lot worse if not for changes made to building codes after 1985? Or is there still some, you know, are there still some questions about how is it that buildings could be falling?
Well, I think that at this point, at the very least, I think people are grateful for some of those rules that were set in place. I mean, there were some limits in parts of Mexico City about how tall the buildings could be built, and also how the buildings could be built. So at least at this point, people are saying, yeah, this could have been a lot worse. I think that certainly there will be questions because there are hundreds of people who have died, most of them in Mexico City, which is a city of more than 20 million people. And the reality is that earthquakes have been happening here for millennia and they will continue to happen here. So I think that there will be questions going forward about what else can be done.
Yeah. Look, there was an 8.1 magnitude earthquake just 2 weeks ago. Obviously, people are right now in a rescue mode. But I'm imagining there's a lot of fear.
Well, you know what, Robin? Even though people here are used to these earthquakes, like there was one 12 days ago, there was one exactly 32 years ago, there were people who were just just shaking. I mean, they were trembling after this. There was a lot of fear. The phone lines were jammed. There were long lines at pay phones. People wanted to tell their loved ones that they were okay, and they wanted to find out that their loved ones were okay. So certainly this is something that even if people get used to it, even if people know that it's going to come sooner or later, it does drive a lot of fear.
Right. And will there be another one? Jorge Valencia, correspondent for KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
And of course, the lives lost, the most important thing. But this note, the Latin America director for Moody's Analytics writes today that in addition to the lives lost and the infrastructure collapsed, all activities have stopped in Mexico City, which will continue to be disrupted for some time. So the economic impact will be huge.